Honor presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Voice of Indonesia. So listener, recently this will be a very nice information for women, especially Women with Power, because the world's largest female scuba diving community, the Girls That Scuba, recently attempted a Guinness World Record in Gili Trawangan, Indonesia, with the most amount of female scuba divers diving together in a single dive. And quoted from Indonesia.travel, and here, listener, they have a very high hopes to break the record. And if you ask me the amount is 48 female divers were diving in the Manta Dive Gili Trawangan. And along with the dive, they also attempted underwater pyramid, an opportunity to try the twin tanks in the pool here, and also some other thing. And this is apparently a very nice thing, not only to promote how women can be also powerful, but also the beauty of Gili Trawangan, because the Girl That Scuba is not from Indonesia. So from the pictures provided here, apparently people from so many countries are coming to this, joining the Girl With Scuba, which is very, very nice. And if you are curious how they did, you can check our tourism ministry's website. It's called Indonesia.travel. Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voinews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Misalan, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Or good morning, and you are still tuned to the radio service Voice of Indonesia. So, Right now, we'd like to bring you some weather updates coming from Indonesia that we quote from BMKG.go.id or the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. I'd like to start from Jakarta. Jakarta is forecasted to be cloudy, and so many places in Indonesia is forecasted to be cloudy. For example, in Banda Aceh, in Ambon, in Bengkulu, and then in Jambi, Gorontalo, Jayapura, and so many other places. And we can also see that the agency also forecasted some rain in some places, including in Padang, in Palembang, in Palangkaraya, and a rather heavy rain plus thunder in Jayawijaya, Papua. Some other places are also forecasted to be raining, for example, in Bandung, Bandar Lampung as well. So if you happen to be staying in Indonesia, the weather might be a little bit cloudy today, and we recommend you to bring umbrella should you be commuting around our place.
Thank you.
And you're still tuned to a radio service voice of Indonesia. That was Stellantis with Lampu Merah or the Red Lamp. It is Indonesian term for traffic lights. Imagine from all three colors, the only one we always remember is the red light. But it is sometimes how humans are operating, you know. Focusing on the negative one or focusing on something that makes us uncomfortable. But it's fine, it's nice, especially if we see the world that we make it less and less comfortable day by day by destroying it and making it hotter day by day too. And there has been efforts to make sure that our earth will be quote-unquote greener, for example with the EV ecosystem. But is it the ultimate answer to replace all the fossil fueled vehicles that cause a lot of pollution and so many things? Is EV really the solution? So here is the answer by Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Tiara Andini with Kupu Kupu or Butterfly. And after this, you'll be listening to another song. A story about the volcano in West Java. At that time when it erupted, well, it was so devastating and a lot of people were affected. But after that, apparently the eruption brings blessing for the people. Here is the story about Galunggung bringing blessing.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact, even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. from 5 districts of 6 districts its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increasing. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang works at field in his daily life and gives counseling to the farmers. He said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its premium. Product was normal
ya, sehingga
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption the product increase
berasnya itu
rice
kalau
quality is
kalau
also better
itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is
anjur.
Produced from galunggung
di supermarket
water
mana tuh ada sebagian
one,
beras dari sini
so that yang. Price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmer, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan? Di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom with his word to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music links, podcast, media news, and various user interaction features in the game.
Thank you.
listener, here's the news. Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusril Isra Mahendra, on Saturday said the government will soon issue new visas for Palestinian students who receive scholarships from Indonesia to continue their studies. Quoted from Antara, the statement was conveyed in response to the report of Palestinian Ambassador to Indonesia, Zuhair Alshon, during a meeting in Jakarta on Wednesday regarding the conditions of thousands of Palestinian students who receive scholarships from Indonesian government. It was said that their visas had expired and needed to be extended, and they previously could not leave Palestine due to conflict situation. The study conducted by the Ministry of Environment with several ministries regarding economic opportunities arising from the closure of 343 open dumping landfill sites identified several business potential worth around $7.5 billion. It involved the study conducted with the Ministry of Industry and the National Development Planning Agency. So a total economic value of $7.5 billion per year, with the development potential through the transformation of the national waste management system. Reported by Antaranews.com, based on the results of economic study, seven potential business sectors identified include the material recycling industry, with a potential economic value of $2.4 billion per year, including plastic, paper, metal, and glass recycling, as well as compost and organic fertilizer production. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? NIAS people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from NIAS Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.